Earth and Sky.
You're listening to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science podcast. David Wiley is a research coordinator with the Stellwagen Beck National Marine Sanctuary, a haven for endangered whales near Boston Harbor. Up next, he talks about moving shipping lanes in the sanctuary to avoid whale strikes. Dr. Wiley, welcome to Earth and Sky.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
What is the most important thing that you'd like to tell the public today about your research that's led to protection of whales from collisions with large ships in the Boston Harbor?
Well, probably the most recent thing we've done has been to move the shipping lanes in the sanctuary to restrict the movements of vessels and separate whales and vessels in time and space.
What kind of data and evidence did you collect to be able to determine that adding a few nautical miles could really make a difference for whales?
Well, we were lucky enough to have three databases to combine, one from the Whale Center of New England, one from the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown, Massachusetts, and the Right Whale Consortium database for right whales. And we combined these three data sets, which really amounted to hundreds of thousands of whale sightings over a 20-some year period. And by mapping those, we were able to see high concentrations of whales and low concentrations of whales within the sanctuary.
Now, what kinds of whales are we talking about here?
The whales involved are right whales, humpback whales, and finback whales, all endangered species. And they use the Stellwagen Beck Sanctuary as a seasonal feeding ground. Right whales usually from January through April, humpback and finback whales from April through November. So there's large numbers of whales in the sanctuary at almost any time during the year. So our task was to find ways to not limit human activity unnecessarily, but limit it in ways that could certainly have a great conservation bang for the dollar. And that's exactly what we did by moving the shipping lanes. We moved them from high concentration areas to low concentration areas and achieved a risk reduction of about 81% for all whales and about 58% for right whales in particular.
How bad is it for whales without these kinds of protections involved? You know, are they killed? What happens to these whales in the unfortunate event when there's a collision?
Our sanctuary is one of the most heavily used areas in the country for large endangered whales. It also is extremely heavily used for commercial shipping traffic. So you put those things together, and there's a recipe for accidents and collisions to occur. And certainly that's what occurs in our sanctuary. When boats and whales collide, usually the whales are the losers, injury and sometimes mortality. So our job, of course, is to restrict those collisions and keep whales safer and vessels safer as well.
This research got translated directly into action earlier last summer.
Yeah, we were lucky enough to have, because this research is so compelling, both the industry and the various government agencies really came together to make this policy action occur, and the shipping lanes were shifted in July of 2007. Since then, we haven't had any vessel strikes, which has been very encouraging, but it'll take years to really know how successful we are. But we've certainly limited the co-occurrence of whales and vessels, which is the first step.
Can this research and these actions be applied elsewhere around the globe?
Yeah, we are, in the sanctuary program, trying to do pilot research. So we take things and try to show how they can be done in the sanctuaries and then hope they'll be used in other areas as well. Really, to have right whales survive, these types of activities are going to have to occur all up and down the eastern seaboard, not just in this one isolated case.
Was there any kind of resistance, you know, to these findings from the shipping industry?
We were very lucky on two fronts. One is that we had really compelling data from a large data set and a lot of different ecological variables that we could also explain the data set through. The other thing we were lucky about is that the change was not large. For the shipping industry, it was a change of maybe 10 to 20 minutes in their transits, depending on how fast the ship was going. So it was a small impact to the industry and a very large impact in terms of conservation. And we spent a lot of time with the commercial shipping industry in Boston, going over the data, going over their needs, mapping things for them, going over questions that they had. We met with them for about 6 months in developing the proposal.
What's the next step?
We're doing several other types of research in attempt to protect the animals in our sanctuary. We're putting tags on animals that will help us understand their underwater behavior. These particular tags are made by Mark Johnson of Woods Hole, and they measure pitch, roll, heading, and depth 50 times a second, and also record any sounds the animals hear and any sounds the animals make. So it's an incredibly powerful tool. And we're tagging humpback whales in our sanctuary, particularly animals near the shipping lanes, in an attempt to understand how they perceive and react to ships moving through the area.
Thanks to NOAA researcher David Wiley. You can subscribe to this and other free science podcasts at our website. Just visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar for EarthSky's Clear Voices for Science podcast.
We're at earthsky.org.